School of the Master Attitude. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campbell, California, with School of the Master Attitude. What is the School of the Master Attitude? How do we think about the School of the Master? The School of the Master has been conducted historically for many, many years. And each time the School of the Master is held, many people come to the School of the Master looking for a new attitude about life, for a new way of thinking about life, for a new impact upon themselves and their life. And they say, wow, I'm going to the School of the Master, so I'm going to go into this high level of consciousness, to this high level of thinking, to this high level of being. And while that's very true, it is not so true. Because before you can go to a high level, you have to be at the start. And where is the start? The start is right within you and in me. The start is right in our heart, right in our attitudes, right in our beingness. The start is right from the very foundation of who and what we are. Now, I work with a lot of people, and as I work with these people, I say to them a lot of interesting statements like, you are successful, you are happy, you are nice, people enjoy your company, people like to be with you, people enjoy who you are and what you are. They say, oh, yes, 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 yes. And I say, and you are independently wealthy. Well, I wish. Or I say, you live in your ideal spirit, mind, and body, and your body is just a glowing example of perfection right now. And they say, oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. And you see, they're unable to make that step. Now, the thing about little children is little children will play a game with you. And they'll make these little steps, and they'll perhaps not understand them. Perhaps they'll even think they're kind of funny and a joke. But they play the game. And because they play the game, they learn very quickly. Because they learn very quickly, they experience very quickly. And because they experience very quickly, they are thought to be good students, and they are also thought to be masters in many areas. Well, the same is true of anyone. Anyone who's willing to play the game. Because in the School of the Master, it is just a game. And by just a game, that does not mean to depreciate its value or in any way say it is of less importance to you in your everyday experience than something else. But when you play the game, you cooperate with the tenant of the game. You're going to go to acting school, and as you go to acting school, the teacher in the acting school says, now, I want you to do all of these things. And you, in your wisdom, cannot see how any of these, all of these things, can be beneficial in preparing you to be an actor. Why should you look in the mirror and make funny faces to yourself? I mean, that's just silly. Why should you think that you're one with the play that you're giving, that you're one with it, that you are that good, that bad, that indifferent person, that you are the role that you're playing. You live it in every second of your being. You live it. Well, the good actors are the ones who play the game. They're the ones who live it. They're the ones who take into their heart, their soul, their being, everything that they are training to be, learning to be, and being. Now, we all would like to have a lot of things in life. I know of so many hundreds and thousands of people who go to the gurus of India. They go to the Hindu-Buddhistic training. They go to the Christian training. They go to training from the Muslims to Lao Tse to whomever it may be and whatever the day. And as they go to these different wonderful philosophies and teachings, they listen to it, and then they say, can I accept that for myself? Can I think that that is true? Can I put that in motion for myself? Now, many will try it. They will travel the world looking for a philosophy that they can put in motion for themselves, that they can believe. And when they find that philosophy, I say to them with all my heart and soul, when you have found a philosophy that you can believe, leave all others and go only unto that philosophy that you have found that makes you totally happy, makes you feel that you can believe it. No matter what that philosophy may be, how crazy or how unusual or how normal, having missed it the first time around, but no matter what it is, give yourself to it. The School of the Master teaches all of its students just that. Whatever you believe, give yourself 100% to it. And when you give yourself 100% to it, you will find that you will be a great success in it. We look at it and we say, this little child likes to play baseball. He can be a great baseball player. No, he can and he can't. It depends on what his attitude is. What is his attitude about being a baseball player? Does he think it is just so far beyond him? Does he think that these people who have made all of these home runs and who have made all of these base hits and all of these wonderful other gestures in the game have done so well, so superiorly to anything that he would ever be able to do, that he doesn't try? His attitude is that others are better than he, and therefore he will not even try to accomplish what they have done and better. Now, if he can have a teacher that inspires him to play the game, to just enjoy the game, to get in there and play the game of baseball as though it is the most exciting game in the world, and it's fun. And it doesn't matter, win, lose, or draw, it does not matter. The only thing that matters about the game is that he's playing it and enjoying it. And the more he plays it and enjoys it, the more accomplished he becomes in playing the game, and the more his attitude is one of, hey, this is neat, this is fun. And then he begins to uncover that locked-up talent within him, that locked-up capacity, that genius within him that he never knew was there. Because he had always kept it hidden, thinking that surely everyone else was far better than he, because they are so far advanced. And that doesn't really matter. If Mozart had thought that, he would have never become the musician that he was. And if other great people had thought that, they would never have opened the doors of their inner self to be the magical people that they are. The School of the Master is not so much a matter of giving you techniques and programs. It's a matter of helping you to open up your own inner self to your inner self. To open up your own inner self to your outer self. To open up your own inner self to all that matters. And as you do that, you build up an attitude about yourself that, hey, this is fun. This is enjoyable. This is wonderful. You can say this an infinite number of times, and it does not dawn upon anyone unless they have arrived at the point where they can recognize it's true. Now, the point that I'm saying is that the only reason that you are living is to be yourself and to enjoy being yourself. The only reason that we are living at all, anywhere, is to be ourself and to enjoy being ourself, to be ourself and have fun. Now, you know that, and I know that. Now, do you want to enjoy yourself and be yourself in the body you have now? Or would you like to have a body that is much more sophisticated, much more wonderful? Would you like to have a body that can accomplish all things, sports-wise or mentally-wise or any other thing? Would you like to have a body that encompasses perfection? that does not know illness, does not know limitation of any kind? Would you like to have a body that is super? Oh, wow, yes, wow, yes. I'd give anything for that. Would you? Would you give up the attitude that you don't have that? But I don't have it. Well, would you give up the attitude that you don't have it? But I don't have it. That's an attitude. That's an attitude. When you say, I don't have it, that's an attitude. Now, are you willing to give up that attitude that you don't have it for the attitude that you do have it? Well, of course. Well, now, the attitude that you don't have it and the attitude that you do have it is just as fragile, just as gentle to handle as anything else. Now, when in the School of the Master we learn that thoughts are things, we learn that every thought we think brings about a result in our life, and that thoughts that contradict the thoughts that we put into motion don't contradict the thoughts that we put into motion, they merely put a new thought in motion, and therefore the new thought is that which is dwelt upon by our consciousness and by our experience. Now, the School of the Master is not for anyone who is not interested in really being all that they can be. Now, is all that you can be divine? Is all that you can be whole and perfect? Is all that you can be the absolute ultimate of your beingness? Yeah, but I still like to have a nice job, and I still like to have a nice relationships, and I still like to have nice friends, I still like to have nice clothes, I still like to have a nice body, I like to have good health, I like to have... How interesting. How interesting that you give that laundry list of experiences that you'd like to have, and not once did you say that you had any one of them. Don't you have any friends at all? Don't you have any good health at all? How often are you sick? How often is your body, well, I've got this continuous thing here that I'm experiencing, this cancer, this whatever. Well, did you always have that? Will you always have that? Is that something that's just visiting because it's in your mind and your consciousness? Now, what is it you're going to do? But those things are, yes, those things are overwhelming. Those things are important. Those things are things that are going to utterly destroy us if we allow them to do so. Now, in the School of the Master, we work on those things. We work on them again and again and again, and I challenge people. I challenge them with so many opportunities to release it and take on a new attitude. And they fight for their limitations. And in their fight for their limitations remain their own. And when they are able to freely enter into a new, into a different thought system, they enter into a different life. My thought system for you and for any student of the School of the Master is you are whole and perfect. Wow, wow. You are whole and perfect. Wow, wow. You are whole and perfect. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Clenched teeth. Okay. Now, I'm going to hypnotize you. And in hypnotizing you, I'm going to say to you that you are whole and perfect. Now, when you return to consciousness, accepting your total awareness, you're going to say, I am whole and perfect. You're going to think you're whole and perfect. You're going to act like you're whole and perfect. You're going to do everything that is whole and perfect, and you will not have the capacity to act in any other way. I don't say that. But you will act only as you are whole and perfect. So, I click my finger, and you're back into your normal consciousness. And I say, sounds like you've got a cold. No, I'm whole and perfect. I'm fantastic. I'm glorious. And then you don't have a cold. Hey, I thought you were limping before. What do you mean? I thought you were limping before. You came in here, you had stubbed your toe, and you were limping. I don't know. I feel perfect. My toe's just fine. All is in divine order. I'm whole and perfect. And you see, you have this attitude in your mind, and that attitude takes precedence over all other attitudes. Now you say, well, my gosh, wouldn't that be wonderful if we could just hypnotize people and change their attitudes and help them to accomplish something? Yes. And many people do that. Many psychotherapists do that. Many hypnotists do that. Many psychological doctors and lawyers and thieves all do that. And the ministers do that. People do that. That's called positive thinking. And the positive thinking, however, allows itself to exist, coexist with the negative thinking. The negative thinking is still there in the consciousness. It has not been replaced by the positive thinking. And so then you are dualistically thinking negative and positive, negative and positive, and so your experience is going to be a dualistic experience. Sometimes on, sometimes off, sometimes whole, sometimes not. The School of the Master trains us to live in this positive realm, to live in this positive consciousness, to not be hypnotized into something that would slash back at us at some time because we didn't create within ourselves the decision that this is what we really want to do. We can self-hypnotize ourselves. We can use self-hypnosis. This is done through the ages. It's called positive thinking. Positive thinking is self-hypnosis, that's right. And negative thinking, that's called self-hypnosis. Self-hypnosis, negative thinking, that's right. Both are the same thing. As in hypnosis, you can say, you have a terrible toothache, you have a terrible toothache, you have a terrible, and then you come out of your hypnosis and you have this terrible toothache, and there's nothing in your mouth that should make that toothache except an attitude that you have. You say, Herb, that's not true. Well, it certainly is. Our mind works in that very same thing. I spoke about Dr. Maxwell Maltz and his cybernetics, psycho-cybernetics years ago, and told about how he was teaching that if we were training two basketball teams and one team was trained on the field and the other team was trained in a dark room just in their mind, that the team that trained in a dark room just in their mind when pitted against the team that played on the field was superior because in the dark room they did not make any fouls. They made a basket every time they shot for it. They dribbled perfectly. They did everything just ideally, and therefore they did not have a negative concept. Of course, after they played on the field for a while, then they went back into their old attitudes, into their old ways of thinking. So the hypnosis of being in the dark room and training themselves to think only positive thoughts was only as good and only as long as they held on to it. Now, the School of the Master trains us and prepares us for this kind of an attitude. The School of the Master prepares us to live in this consciousness. Not everyone is welcome at the School of the Master. Only those who are willing to give 100% of their attitude to this self-control, the self-direction, the self-awareness. And if you come and you're not willing to do that, you are summarily ushered out. And it's not a matter that you are being cheated, that you're not, because when you enter the School of the Master, it is that you have presumed you want to do this more than anything in the world. When you enter the school of music, if you do not do your music lessons, if you do not do your musicology, they usher you right out. They give you a bad grade and you cannot continue. And you go into any other field, you go into mathematics, you go into business, you go into anything. And if you don't do just that program that they offer you to do and learn it very well, you are not allowed to continue. And so it is in the School of the Master. If you do not apply yourself 100% to the program with all of its vicissitudes, with all of its attitudes, with all of its fun, then you are ushered out. If you do not leave physically, as you should, then you will leave mentally and there will be no more benefit to you. But for those who proclaim and give themselves totally to that program opens up for them a vista that was never seen before, only dreamed of, but now experienced. Are you ready for that? I know all of you are going to say, yes, I'm ready, I'm ready, I'm ready. Well, then, you don't even need the School of the Master. You've already achieved that step. Now, put the cause in motion that you want for yourself, and with 100%, give yourself over to it, and watch it be revealed in you, as you, through you now, in its wonderful, fantastic way. And so, this is our instant illumination for today. Think about it. It's quite wonderful. It's quite grand. It's you. And know that as you do this, I am right there holding your hand, right there holding you in my arms and saying, I love you. I love you. I love you.